Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always BBC streaming News on the Civic Media Ryan. App.
As the death toll mounts in the Middle East, President Biden prepares to discuss the violence with members of the Jewish community in Washington. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Biden this afternoon will stop by a roundtable discussion at the White House attended by Jewish community leaders and second gentleman Doug Emhoff. The president will deliver remarks that the White House says will focus on his unwavering support for Israel following the Hamas attacks and his work to combat anti-Semitism. The second gentleman also delivers remarks. The event comes after the president forcefully condemned the attacks by Hamas, saying on Tuesday,
"The brutality of Hamas, bloodthirstiness brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism."
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Gaza has been sealed off as Israeli airstrikes demolish entire neighborhoods. The bombardment is taking place even as men, women, children, and elderly people are being held by Hamas militants. This is ABC News. On the western coast of Mexico, Hurricane Lidia is roaring ashore as a Category 4 storm. 140-mile-an-hour winds. The eye has hit not far from Puerto Vallarta. Hundreds of drugs and medical devices are being recalled by Family Dollar stores.
It's a voluntary recall for dozens of everyday medical and hygiene items. Everything from painkillers to toothpaste in Family Dollar stores across the nation. Company saying it's only out of caution because some of the items weren't stored at proper temperature. If you bought those over-the-counter medical or hygiene products between June and last week, Family Dollar says check their website or call them to return for a refund. So far, no illnesses reported.
That's ABC's Andy Field. And one spot has been claimed in the league championship round in the baseball playoffs. The Texas Rangers remain unbeaten, pulling off their second sweep and eliminating the Orioles. Two more teams, the Diamondbacks and Astros, could advance tonight. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Officers who were members of an undercover task force have been cleared in a Nina fatal shooting. The Sheboygan County DA cleared the officers after conducting the investigation. Members of the Lake Winnebago Area Metropolitan Enforcement Group were trying to arrest 37-year-old Nathan Breeze for drug offenses at a Nina gas station in August. Breeze tried to run and reached for his waistband. Authorities said they saw a gun and fired. Breeze was shot four times in his head, abdomen, and extremities. Life-saving measures were attempted, but Nathan Breeze died in the scene. If you live in Winnebago County, you'll want to tap those brakes today, folks. The Wisconsin State Patrol will be in the skies today monitoring Highway 41. They will specifically be looking for speeders and people driving aggressively. The WSP says they let people know about their presence overhead to get them to voluntarily slow down and drive more carefully. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ouch. God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local civic media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, that means Executive Director of Citizen Action Zone, Dr. Robert Craig, is on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Good, Earl. How are you doing, Earl?
You know, Dr. Craig, since the last time you and I talked, hell has opened up. In the world again, and you and I have been around a little while, and you know what is taking place in the Middle East. All of these things, Dr. Craig, after all of these decades, could have been and should have been taken care of before we get to this point. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that. If you think about all the major long-term conflicts that in the modern era, you think about Northern Ireland, for example. At the end of the day, once they were settled, you asked, why all the carnage all that time? Because the only way to resolve it was to settle the difference, right? And to have an agreement that both sides, and whether they liked it or not, could live with. And you just, on the one hand, you cannot have the Palestinian people displaced in this manner and herded into what Gaza is described by Human Rights Watch as an open-air prison and not expect tremendous instability. And so it is very similar to other situations we have where we rely on force only rather than on all the other things we need as human beings to live together. So it does have a lot to do with particularly right-wing Israeli policy, in other words, the Likud party and Mr. Prime Minister Netanyahu that is dominated. But also we have to be very clear that there are unjust means for responding to oppression. And I'm a strong believer, and there's really good research on this, Earl, There's research, you know, based on big data, really effective by social scientists at places like JFK School of Government at Harvard, that shows that nonviolent resistance movements have a much higher success rate than violent ones. And so in no way, despite the legitimate grievances of the Palestinian people, can we condone what we just saw. And what we just saw on behalf of Hamas actually sets back Palestinians. And in fact, I would say, even more cynically about them, that they want to provoke, which unfortunately may be happening, an overreaction by Israel and see the slaughter of their own people as a way to get their political aims. And when that is incredibly immoral, but there's a broader lesson about needing to find a resolution of major long-term human conflicts like the one between Palestinians and Israelis that was set in motion when the West created the State of Israel in the late 1940s. And I say this with great sympathy. My father's side of the family it was pure Jewish, ethnically. That right. is to say that my mother is the first my family chain. My father was the first one to marry outside of Judaism in thousands of years.
Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You have a question or comment?
Good morning, Earl, and good morning to your guest. I just want to say, and obviously, you know, Earl, I know people think that this could be solved.
It has to be solved. The answer can't be to the continuing slaughter of human life.
The problem is this, and Hamas is a terrorist group. We already know that. Egypt, keep in mind, the Gaza Strip was a part of Egypt.
Hey, Dave. I'm sorry, we're not going to have enough time to go down the history. I know, but we're not going to have time to go back and cover the entire history. You got a short program.
All right. So at the end of the day, what Hamas is doing is correct. They are going to sit back and then some with trying to get this resolved, because when you start beheading babies and putting it on Facebook, and you think people are going to take that lightly? No, that there's nobody who's going to. I mean, the fact of the matter is, this is the worst it's been since the Holocaust. And they took Holocaust survivors, and they're now going through the same thing that they went through Germany back in the 1940s. Think about that. And so if they're making comparisons to that, yes.
Hey, David.
I do not have empathy.
Hey, Dave. None of us agree with that. And Dr. Craig just got through eloquently explaining that. But the answer clearly is not what is taking place. You say that there can't be an answer. And I disagree with you, because both sides are human beings. And so they've got to sit down and work it out. But clearly, the answer is not what's getting ready to happen in Gaza, completely wiping out these people. Thank you for the call. Dr. Craig? Dr. Craig, are you there?
I think we're all sorry. I muted myself.
No problem. No problem.
So I think if we're going to learn to live together, and it's not just the Israelis and Palestinians, it's human civilization, right?
Yes.
We need to have empathy for all human suffering. And I do not understand the view that we should have empathy for average Palestinian people who are dying right now because of what some of their compatriots,
yes,
what Hamas did, any more than we should not have sympathy for the Israelis,
yes,
that were slaughtered, but because of their government. And quite frankly, we have another little problem here. We tend to value in a higher moral scale kind of personal violence, like this is the Hamas are weaker, and so their slaughter is very visible, and they, even as the caller said, seem to have wanted to publicize it in order to cause Netanyahu to overreact, which he unfortunately probably will. But then a lot of Palestinian children are dying more quietly under buildings right now,
yes,
and there's not even anyone to pull them out of buildings when they're still alive. And so we got to have empathy for both, or we're partisans of one side or the other. And this gets very Old Testament very quickly. And we're talking about two combatants who are from Abrahamic religion,
right.
But commit genocide against the town and the people you're against that you see in some of the Old Testament, that is not the way we're going to live together. And that's not what most supporters of Israel and most Jewish people believe, and it's not what most Palestinians believe either. So we've got to resolve this, or it will continue. The slaughter will continue, and the suffering will continue.
And Dr. Craig, again, it can be resolved. Because man has the capacity, was given the capacity to reason, right?
I mean, human conflicts like Northern Ireland that took place over for hundreds and hundreds of years have been mostly resolved. I mean, there's still issues there, but it's not what it was, right? I mean, my goodness, England was our mortal enemy early in our history and for a long time, and they became our best friend in the world. I can think of things in my life, people who, shall we say, that I was very much at odds with, I mean, that most people would call enemies,
right,
who now we are friends. And that's that humans are capable of both, unfortunately. They're capable of incredible social unity and collective community. They're also capable of dehumanizing the other side. It is very obviously it's very disturbing that the way Hamas has no regard for the human dignity and life of the people they slaughtered, but the Israeli spokespeople are calling the Palestinians human animals. That is terrifying. It's about what's going to come, and I wonder if Likud is going to do something so awful now that they lose the moral high ground that they have right now. Thomas Friedman, you know, the New York Times,
right,
a well-known journalist who I disagree with strongly on a lot of issues, especially trade, and I think is too much pro-Israel, was saying on one of the cable news programs this morning that Netanyahu has surrounded himself with incompetent extremists just to keep himself out of jail, and that they've never had a more incompetent cabinet, and that they are not capable of doing this. In fact, there is increasing evidence that they were ignoring Hamas because they were afraid that the peaceful activity of the PLO in the West Bank might lead to a Palestinian state, and that they were saying the Hamas is not worth worrying about. So the people who sold themselves on what make you safer because we're tough, the far right of Israel, actually made them unsafe and vulnerable. There's increasing evidence coming out already.
Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You can join us on the other side. We'll be right back.
Conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 56. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 56. Temps a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule.
Listen. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So Dr. Craig, what is going on in the Congress right now with a decision that really needs to be made by the Republicans on the Speaker? And when you look at who the options are, you know, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, and you and I have to say to you, I you know, Kevin McCarthy, and watching him and knowing, you know, who the kind of person that he is and was as a speaker, and the Democrats had to make a decision between the devil that they see and the devil that they haven't seen. And possibly have Jim Jordan be the guy there. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to distinguish them because they're both very far right. I guess the consensus is that the people on the even more flying monkey wing, the most crazy side, like Jim Jordan. But my goodness, Scalise has a history that puts him very much in the far right and out of the mainstream.
Right.
So it's very unclear whether they can get a consensus on this. In fact, the reports this morning, the vote is this morning, supposedly, we'll see if it actually happens, is the Jordan forces are trying to change the rules to make it harder for the Republicans to choose, to make them, to require them to have enough votes to actually elect him without any Democrats, not just a majority. So we'll see if they can resolve anything. I don't know if they've figured out if the eight that took down the eight Republican insurgents led by Matt Gaetz don't like Scalise and want to take him down. It seems like they can, because why would the Democrats in their right minds vote for either one of the others? It'd be like asking the Republicans to vote for Bernie Sanders as speaker.
you know,
or Dr. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? And they give a house number.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, when you, I've listened to both Scalise over the years. He's been around, what, 20 years maybe? And, or maybe if not that long, 12, 14, he's been around. And Jim Jordan, who clearly, when you listen to him, he's not the brightest star in the sky, right? I mean, he's really not a very bright guy. And to put him in that position where we do know what they're looking for, and that's clearly, as you stated before, some guy who is going to echo extreme conservative views, period. And it is good to see that there are Republicans who don't agree totally with extreme far-right conservative views.
I guess. I mean, there, I agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that they're all on a spectrum of what they're willing to do and to maintain their loyalty to Trump. In other words, they're all willing to have, completely anti-democratic right-wing leadership. So I don't know, this group of eight or nine that are claimed to be moderates, they don't have any courage, and it's not clear that they're really for democracy either. They're just milder about it, or they're in districts that Biden won, and so they have to be careful, right? It's just their politics. There's not much of what you would call a moderate left. I mean, Jim Jordan, since I wrestled freshman year in high school, I know this type. He's the classic wrestling coach, and there were scandals around his being assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State. And they think they're much smarter than they are, a lot of them. Not all of them. Some of them really are. But he's the type that's just bullheaded, and he's going to try to impeach everyone in sight, and he's going to believe and claim that he's proven every conspiracy out there when he hasn't. And no one's able to get through to him that he's not as smart as he thinks he is. In fact, as you put it, he's not smart at all.
You know, Dr. Craig, this is a critical time. Clearly, Republicans may rule the day because, they're looking at packages to support Israel and Ukraine, and these things can't get done without the Republicans. And do you see this, being something that's going to be done? You know, the Republicans are hoping that they can get this done immediately, but it certainly doesn't look that way.
Well, they're only about power, Earl. So the only thing that can move them is that they're convinced they're going to lose power. The problem is they're all afraid of being primaried by their far right. So they can't just think about general elections. And God forbid you take around the way they're gerrymandered districts. They can't win in districts where they actually have to convince any voters that aren't really with them, at least not enough for them to lose an election. So I think that they're ultimately about power, but they're stuck, right? Because their own party doesn't want to govern, and they have created that far right wing for political purposes. They created that public opinion. They've benefited from Fox News turning up the hatred and the division, right? And now they're reaping what they've sowed, and they're trying to figure out some way out, and they haven't yet.
Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. As the death toll mounts in the Middle East, President Biden prepares to discuss the violence with members of the Jewish community in Washington. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Biden this afternoon will stop by a roundtable discussion at the White House attended by Jewish community leaders and second gentleman Doug Emhoff. The president will deliver remarks that the White House says will focus on his unwavering support for Israel following the Hamas attacks and his work to combat anti-Semitism. The second gentleman also delivers remarks. The event comes after the president forcefully condemned the attacks by Hamas, saying on Tuesday,
"The brutality of Hamas, bloodthirstiness, brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism."
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Gaza has been sealed off as Israeli airstrikes demolish entire neighborhoods. The bombardment is taking place even as men, women, children, and elderly people are being held by Hamas militants. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in their search for a missing woman from Shawano. Melinda C. Kleeman is 49 years old and was last seen near Borders Hotel and Shawano Cafe on Highway 22. The Shawano County Sheriff's Office says Kleeman is believed to have left on foot and they think her cell phone is turned off. If you have helpful information, please contact the Shawano County Sheriff's Office. First Lady Jill Biden wrapped up day two of her busy visit to Northeast Wisconsin yesterday. Biden visited the Menominee Nation in Kashina to show support for indigenous communities and learn about their history. She toured a sawmill and learned about the Menominee tribe's commitment to sustainable forestry in the morning, then it was off to a Menominee Reservation middle school, and finally a stop at the Menominee Convention Center to attend a college women's empowerment summit. This was the First Lady's second visit to Wisconsin in the last 4 months.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. And you know, Dr. Craig, that's probably what Robin Voss is saying right now. Hey, you get off my mountain, because he has reached out to the United States Supreme Court, and he kind of sees, you know, his power coming, you know, perilously to an end, and so he's asking for help from the conservative Supreme Court to help him get rid of Janet Protasiewicz and to save, you know, this map that gave him and others their power. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been an amazing little journey on Speaker Voss's part to try to figure out how he's going to hold undemocratic maps that guarantee that one party wins. And first we had the floating impeachment before Justice Protasiewicz even made a ruling based on something that has never been an impeachable offense. In fact, has been cleared by the Judicial Commission, which looks at the ethics of judges already. That is what she said during the campaign, which was not out of the ordinary for a lot of what their justices have said. You can talk about your values. You just can't talk about particular cases. And there wasn't a case in front of her, and there were particular facts in front of her she will eventually rule on. So then he was running a fake kind of Iowa redistricting plan as a way not to have to be to get it out of the court, which Governor Evers and the Democrats, their credit, immediately shot down, because he would still control the process. That's why it was not really fair nonpartisan redistricting, despite the subterfuge. Then he had the secret panel of former Supreme Court justices, obviously all on the right side, the side of the far right, that were going to advise him. But now one of them, Friday, David Prosser.
Of all people, David Prosser. Dr. Craig, of all people, yes, David Prosser.
Think former Justice Prosser would ever do the right thing? You know, he was not he actually got kind of crazed once you're on the Supreme Court and those races, but he was not that awful as Assembly Minority Leader, I will say that. But anyway, so maybe he's you know, gone back and forth between MAGA and non-MAGA, but he did the right thing Friday. And I don't understand what the federal jurisdiction would be, but the districts were saved last time by Trump appointee Amy Coney Barrett, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, who oversees our area. So in the shadow docket, where they don't have a full hearing or a case, which is itself scandalous, and is appealing for help. I don't understand what the legal basis for that could be, but... And I'd say that this, as bad as the Trump U.S. Supreme Court is, it still needs some legal fig leaf, I believe, so far, as ideological as their decision and political as their decisions are. So he seems to have concluded, the only thing I can say is that he needs more predicate, that is, more justification to actually impeach her. He also said one other thing early. He said that he was going to wait and see what the ruling was on Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Election Commission staffer who the Senate is trying to fire. And there's serious question, given that she is hired by the commission itself, six members, three of each party, that they have the authority to do that. Almost saying, this is something that has not been said enough as far as this is very pernicious. If I don't like another ruling you make, I'll impeach you before you even hear the case, regardless of the facts. That would end an independent judiciary. If a state legislative house could hold, and it would be assembly in this case that has impeaching power, could hold any judge hostage to impeach her if they make a decision that they don't agree with politically. That's what he's saying. That means there's no independent Supreme Court if that becomes the doctrine.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, this is a guy who's not willing to give up the ghost. And so many others see that this power, unlimited power that they've had, he's gotten drunk with it. and he feels as if, you know, and I don't know if he would stick around very much longer, Dr. Craig, once he loses, excuse me, the kind of power that he's had. He certainly had a long run. Is it safe to say that if things don't go according to plan, Robin Voss, it wouldn't surprise me if Robin Voss checks out?
I mean, the betting money at the Capitol, and there's lots of gossip at the state Capitol, Joe, like any human institution, right? Often spread by the lobbyists who gather in the corridors and in the lobby, the rotunda, is that Voss wasn't going to run for re-election anyway because he thinks Trump will take him out in revenge. Trump almost took him out with a candidate that
right.
wasn't even a real candidate last time by simply endorsing him at a rally, his opponent, right ahead of the election. And Voss barely escaped that. And there were lobbyists, Republican business lobbyists, doing doors to save Robin Voss. These are not people who have kept physically fit. So it was sort of a sight, I'm told. Some of these folks, it was a big workout for them to do doors. But so he already thinks his days are numbered, but he seems to be really intent on preserving his legacy of guaranteed Republican rule. And who knows, maybe he's hoping Trump will not be the nominee and then he can continue. But there seem to be two reasons not to continue now. But do not underestimate him or them. I think the threat is still there, because it's what I've been saying about this anti-democratic insurrectionist version of the Republican Party. They will stop at nothing to use power, and they will use any lever at their disposal. And the fact that he is running into so many dead ends doesn't mean he will not keep trying and will not ultimately impeach. And here's the problem. They have 64 votes illegitimately in the assembly. They need 50 to impeach. And that caucus is not a good government, you know, let's govern kind of caucus. It's an extreme right-wing caucus. Most of it much more right-wing than Robin Voss himself, as he will accurately tell you. And so I think the danger is not gone as much. It's sort of like in football, underestimating your opponent because they thrown three interceptions in the first half. You know, you kind of relax and they're going to come back, right? And they're going to do it.
So he's the head of the snake. And if you look at all the others who were with him in the Scott Walker era, he's the last guy. Fitzgerald is gone. Paul Ryan is gone. What is the guy's name? Ranch Priebus is gone. You know, Ron Johnson is still left. But, yeah, and Scott Walker himself. So most of those people are gone. He's still there, you know, kind of holding court. But as it turns out, he may have been the most powerful of all of them, right?
He's been very successful. He started as a student regent for Tommy Thompson, and I was in the student government movement and activist movement at the time, and he didn't represent students in the least. He was a careerist carrying a right-wing line when most students wanted things like more affordable college, and he just ignored all the students, me and all of my compatriots in student government. And so he's been building this career ever since, and he is good at what he does. He's smarter than most of the of his competition and most of the people around him. The other thing, and Scott Jensen, you remember Scott?
Yeah,
Jensen
I remember Scott
started
Jensen.
This. They started staffing the assembly when they recruited candidates with people who weren't even good enough, smart enough, serious enough to be independent. It used to be that you convinced conservative Republicans to vote with you on an issue because you'd make a good case, right? And I'd done that in the aughts when I was, you know, political director and one state director for a union, SEIU. They're not even persuadable now. I went through 7 hours of an abominable hearing at State Fair Park on the Brewers Stadium that the Assembly State Affairs Committee orchestrated last week, waited 6 hours to testify. And when I finally get to testify after all the Brewers and all the corporate folks and Tim Sheehy and everyone else and the Major League Baseball witnesses, and just held forth endlessly, real people couldn't start talking till like 4 hours in, It was like you were looking at people you could never persuade because there was just a deadness on the Republican side, right?
Yes.
You were talking to logs and bricks, and there was no hope you were going to persuade them of anything, even though Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brother group, was also out there against it because, you know, they want to give the money to tax cuts rather than to just one 100 millionaire.
So, Dr. Craig, you got a big rally. You're part of a big rally this afternoon at Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield to demand corporations provide promised care. What are we talking about here?
So the health insurance industry, and I, even if you're conservative listeners, I don't think I need to remind them what it's like to deal with insurance companies when you actually have to make a claim, actually have to use the insurance that either you pay for directly so much for, or how much you pay in wages because your employer pays so much for the insurance, that they engage in serial claims denials. And they make it so hard, they deny the claim, and you get bounced back and forth between the hospital, billing department, and the insurance company, that most people give up and don't get what they're entitled to. And so the CEO of this company, Gail Burdeau, made $23 million, according to the last available public report, in 1 year. And so this is to attack that business model. I mean, they're under investigation, two scathing reports in the federal government in Medicare Advantage, having serial claim denial, where they deny legitimate claims to seniors, knowing that 90% will not challenge, and therefore right. they'll get away with not paying the bill. And so we are challenging that whole model that puts profit over people's health and their care. We did a survey at the beginning of the year with a national healthcare research organization. Over half of Wisconsinites have skipped needed care over the last year because they're afraid they can't afford it. 95% of them are insured. So, having insurance doesn't mean people think they can afford care because of the behavior of this industry.
So Dr. Craig, you can go after the heads of these corporations, but isn't the reality that the politicians who allow this to happen, I mean, shouldn't this be handled on that level? And why is it not being handled on that level?
Well, because the Republican Party is bought, and quite frankly, a lot of more moderate Democrats won't take decisive action either. Our approach here is we do a lot of pushing for legislation.
So, Dr. Craig, I need you to hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Bill, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. We'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 56. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56. Temps a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, thank you very much. You say what, sir?
I think this is pretty important. With the war going on in Israel, with the war going on in Ukraine, it's now a call to the people of America. Let's work together, and then we can go back to our little squabbling after this is resolved. But if you're not going to work together, and you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. I have really had it with all this finger pointing from the right of who's to blame for this and who's to blame for that. And then when they need a problem, they go to the border. It is not the illegal at the border. It's the illegals in Congress, many of them who have charges on them. We've got to stop listening to those people, tell them to either get out of politics or join us. They don't have a choice anymore. They're imploding. They're a mess. I just can't believe we have such a party of obstruction and destruction that we have to face with in our country right now. Thanks for giving me the airtime.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you as always. Let's go to Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Good morning, Mr. Ingram and
yes,
Dr. Craig. I just, as I was listening, and I listened to your, you know, right-wing conservative callers call up, and know that they're quick to bring up the baby story. And not that, you know, these attacks weren't horrific, and violence is violence begets violence, and it's terrible. But as of today, that news story has not been verified by major news sources or even the Israeli military. And it's something that's been out there, and it's just something that the misinformation and disinformation, we have to guard against it, because it'll quicken that dehumanization that's going on here in the United States towards basically anybody that looks Arab or Palestinian. It doesn't have to be anybody from Hamas. Most people can't tell the difference between a graduate student and a Hamas fighter.
That's true.
You know, here in the States or abroad. And so I just wanted to protect against that for the whole network, for civic media in general, because I don't know if your news feeds are even bringing it up. I see it a lot of times, but it hasn't been honestly verified as far as I can tell on the ground. And real quickly, secondly, I'm thinking about that case, the redistricting case and all that sort of stuff, is that it sounds as if, you know, Voss was dog whistling to our Supreme Court, that he wants them to basically come to his rescue.
No,
and that the attorneys involved in this case.
The United States Supreme Court is what he's petitioning.
And that's my point. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then he's hoping that it gets to there, and that these attorneys that are preparing for this case had better start preparing their SCOTUS arguments, because that's where it's going to end up. And hopefully they reverse it like the Alabama case and don't hear it. But there's no guarantee with the court that we currently have.
Great information, my friend, as always. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Great comments by both your callers, Bill and Eric. Eric's right. There's a fog of war. We need to be very careful with information. There's going to be stories on both sides meant to foment. Now, some of them may be true, but they need to be verified. I do think that babies are being killed on both sides, and if being babies being blown up and having buildings fall on them is just as horrific. At the end of the day, the baby is dead,
right.
A whole life and their whole lifespan is snuffed out, and that we need to learn to work together. And there is a lot to learn that the division we're seeing between Palestinians and Israelis and within Israel, because they were having major protest movements against the authoritarian moves of their prime minister, Mr. Netanyahu, that this all prevents us from governing. And we can't even pass a resolution condemning what Hamas did right now because the House Republicans have been unable to elect a speaker, remove their speaker, and you need a speaker of the House to have such a vote.
So Dr. Craig, let's get back to quickly the rally this afternoon and why it's so critically important. I don't understand. Again, you shouldn't have to fight the corporate council, the corporations. This should be taken care of. That's what our elected officials are for.
And we're not saying that Anthem, Blue Cross, and their leadership and their six top executives make a combined over $40 million a year are going to change because we protest them.
Right.
This is about building the public demand.
Absolutely.
To then force, then make our democracy work and force politicians to act. And we have the problem, as your callers point, our democracy not working. So sometimes the way to start is to focus on the wrongdoing. This is the corporate wrongdoing, and we're doing this in 15 cities, all organizations that are part of a national organized network called People's Action. So this will get, it'd be a national thing that it happened in 15 cities, and this many people are coming together. We're going to have some great stories of people who have had negative life-changing experiences because of insurance claims denials by Blue Cross.
Dr. Craig, I'm one of them, and so I'm not, for the sake of clarity, opposed to anything you guys are doing with this. You know, again, I would just think that, you know, they get away with this because the people, the elected officials, don't hold them accountable.
This is educating their constituents to hold those politicians accountable for doing it, right?
Yes, sir.
And to get a focus. So it's a two-step, but you're right. Only democracy can rein in these corporations that are in the healthcare industry. It's pharma, it's the big hospital monopolies, putting people profits over people.
So let's do this quick. Jack from Merrimack. Quickly, Jack. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. We've got a political party has an authoritarian leader that claims the government's a disaster and I alone can fix it. They give real control to the rich and corporations. They tear down democratic institutions like elections, courts, law enforcement. Take retribution on political competitors. Claim to be populist but work to destroy unions and workers' rights. Rewrite history on their own. Censor books. Persecute vulnerable social and ethnic groups. Does this sound familiar? I seem to recall my daddy in the 1940s fought against a regime that was like that. This is the Republican Party.
All right, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
There are a lot of elements of authoritarianism that the caller just mentioned that are scarily reflected in this modern Republican Party, and it needs to be stopped. Because the only way to keep it from seizing power is to defeat it. Defeat it when we still have democracy and still have polls.
Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Man, I don't know what happens to the time, but thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Earl.
All right, be back on with you on next Wednesday. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. See you on tomorrow.
I don't mean to take up too much of your time. I thought I'd drop this line.
Nobody wants you.
You see, nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you now.
You're down and out.
I feel like I'm on a groove.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always BBC streaming News on the Civic Media app.